This is Earth and Sky. Paleontologists look for fossil bones from ancient primates. When they find them, they wonder how closely related the bones are to our human ancestors or to the ancestors of other primates.
Paleontologists have traditionally measured the thickness of tooth enamel to help group fossils into families. Leslea Lusco is an anthropologist at the University of California, Berkeley. She decided to measure the tooth enamel of hundreds of living baboons to see how good that technique was. She published her results this past July.
And what we found is when you look at a large number of individuals, because we looked at 400 animals, and most previous studies had only looked at 1 to 8 individuals, that there's an awful lot of variation. And actually, it's more variation just within these related baboons than the variation that some people say is significant between different species of early human ancestors.
Now Lusco is trying to find better indicators of how an individual is related to other primates. She's looking at living baboons, categorizing tooth features and entering genetic information into a computer model. She's hoping to identify traits that vary in a predictable way from one generation to the next to help biologists understand how a species changes over time.
Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.